Danny, we're ready to start talking now, I think more specifically about communication skills. You've done a lot of work on this, Danny. What are the keys to communication skills that one should use in communicating via the telephone?
Sure thing, Bill. Well, and that's right. We kind of covered the components of effective communication, and now let's talk about the skills that we employ to effectively communicate. And really, I break it down into three basic components, and those are empathy, rapport, or empathy and rapport. I kind of combine those. Enthusiasm, and then gaining agreement with the caller. And empathy, rapport, and enthusiasm are more the emotional side. It's really all emotion. It's all about emotion, ultimately. But we need to lay groundwork in a call. We need to let people sort of experience us on an emotional level before we can move into the, really, the verbal skills necessary to direct them toward the course of action that is in their best interest. And so we like to talk first about empathy and rapport, which has a number of definitions, a couple of which are a motivation oriented toward the other, the capability to understand another's feelings. You might even have heard to walk in another's moccasins or to put oneself in another's shoes. Establishing empathy and conveying rapport are vital because, really, in a very simple sentence, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And just by way of example, if I were to call an office and ask a question, how much does a crown cost? Or do you take my insurance? Or when can I come in to see you? I'd much rather hear, thanks for calling. My name is Danny. Can I ask who I'm speaking with? And are you experiencing any discomfort? Than what kind of dental insurance do you have?
Or a dental office.
Or just dental office. Dental office. Absolutely. Another example, as you just said, Bill, what would I rather hear when I call an office? Dental office or thank you for calling. My dental office, this is Danny speaking. How may I help you? And what's interesting, by way of demonstrating the two communication components open to us that we discussed earlier, Bill, namely the vocal and verbal component, we could flip that. I could actually suggest that you might prefer to hear the other one if it were as follows. Dental office, or thank you for calling Brilliant Smiles Dental. This is Danny speaking. How may I help you?
So it's really as much how you say it as what you say.
It's absolutely.
You know, we've listened to a lot of examples, and I think when they do the exercises, they're going to see some of these examples of how the verbs themselves, the words themselves were actually quite good, but it was the way they were said that actually made it go flat.
That's right. It's how you use the words you choose that makes all the difference.
You know, I think we should throw in here the fact that people do make decisions emotionally, instantly and permanently. And if they make a great decision, that is a decision to move forward, that's wonderful. But if they make a decision not to, that's also permanent.
That's right. And a lot of people don't understand the value of these steps. I suppose understandably, until they really think about it, people think, well, what does it really matter how I answer the phone? The person's calling me, I'm going to give them the information that they need. And that's just not the way the human mind is or heart are wired. People make decisions based on emotion, and they make them quickly.
And some of the things to get to demonstrate that you're concerned about them, of course, I think is critical, is you get their name. And not only just get their name, but then confirm the pronunciation of that name. Or sometimes even, could you tell me how you spell that so I can make sure I get that correct? And then use their name throughout the conversation. I find that one of the things that I find when I call places of business is I generally say, this is Bill Blatchford, I'd like the following. And then they listen to me. And then once it determines that I'm going to make an appointment, that is, I'm going to buy something, now that I'm going to contribute something to their income, now they want to know my name. And I always want to say, and I don't say this, I always want to, it's the same as it was a few moments ago when you weren't listening.
But I get your meaning and I get the sentiment, Bill. I feel the same way. It's just really important that you get the name. And in a number of the sample calls that you're going to hear, you will hear that people do not ask for the other person's name. In a very real sense, the person does not exist for you, and the person knows that they don't exist for you until you refer to them by name. They're just a number. They're just a voice at the other end of the call until you connect with them. And the best and easiest way to connect with them is to, as you said, and I want to repeat it because it's important, listen actively when they call. If they mention their name, you should get it the first time. And if you don't get it the first time, apologize. Always blame yourself, even if you don't feel it's your fault. Maybe they're mumbling, or maybe they have a speech impediment. Maybe the English isn't the first language for them. All the more incumbent upon you to listen and give them respect, because it's likely that they go through life not being treated respectfully or being asked to confirm the pronunciation of their name. And so what an opportunity it is for you to make a friend when somebody is craving that kind of attention, as I think we all are, right?
Well, I think we are. And I think one of the things that I like to throw in here is I've been a pilot for about 40 years, and I can tell an amateur pilot and the professionals by the way they speak on the radio. And the professional pilot knows what air traffic control is going to say and gets it and repeats it back. They don't keep asking over and over and over again. And I think, whereas the amateur pilot, air traffic control will call their call sign and give them directions, and they generally ask about three times before they get it right. Now, I think with a name, it's important to make sure you have it right. If you have to ask again, that's fine. But do not wait until the end of the conversation and ask for their name because you didn't get it the first time. And I think really the difference here is whether you're a pro or an amateur.
Right. Yeah, you've got it backwards. You're digging a hole for yourself too, because ultimately you know your goal is to make an appointment. So, and as Bill said, if you save the demonstration of caring and listening and rapport and empathy until the caller has made it clear that that there's a financial incentive for you to do so, or just turn the tables and put yourself in the caller's position, what does that do to your credibility? I don't think it helps it.
So get the name, and here's the thing that I think is, when that phone rings, what's my objective here? What is my objective? And I'll make it real simple. Your objective is to make an appointment. Your objective is to get that patient into the office. And so I think when you talk enthusiasm, you know, Henry Ford one time said that a sale only takes place when there's a transfer of enthusiasm. And if you're going to transfer some enthusiasm, you have to have enthusiasm yourself. And if you're looking at this phone call like an interruption in your day, you do not transfer enthusiasm. And as you go through these exercises and listen to some of these calls, you will see calls where enthusiasm exudes from the telephone. You're going to listen to one example, and you may say, well, that's over the top. That is way too much enthusiasm. It happens to be a doctor answering the phone. It's one of my clients, one of my most successful clients, and the name has been left out of the recording, but I can tell you that that office does about $2 million a year. They do it in a three-day work week. They have three team members, and each of the team members earns over $100,000 a year. Now, you can say that that's too much enthusiasm, but let's look at the results.
Right. In fact, let's listen to that call right now.